Title, Ghost Kick Placement, for Old School D&B Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're dialing in one of those subtle but deadly drum programming moves that instantly makes a loop feel more like old school jungle and classic D&B. Ghost Kick Placement. When people say a loop rolls, a lot of the time it's not because there are more obvious drum hits. It's because there's an implied low-end pulse happening between the main kicks, nudging the groove forward. That's the ghost kick job. Quiet, supportive kicks that you feel more than you hear. And the big goal today is this: make your drums move and swing without turning your low end into soup. By the end, you'll have a tight 2-bar drum loop around 172 BPM with a main kick and snare anchor, plus ghost kicks that create momentum, plus a practical Ableton chain to keep everything punchy and controlled. And we'll do it in a way that's sidechain ready later, so your bass won't get accidentally wrecked by the ghost layer. Let's build it. First, set the foundation. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for that classic vibe. Fast, but still roomy enough for groove. Open a MIDI clip for your drums, and set the grid to 1/16 notes. Turn on fixed grid for now. We want consistent placement while you're learning the pockets. You can get fancy later. Now, choose a kick that actually works for ghosting. Ghost kicks like a kick with a clear transient and a shorter tail. If your kick is a massive sub-cannon with a long decay, every ghost hit becomes a low-end traffic jam. In Ableton, you can do this with a kick sample inside drum rack, or use drum synth kick. If you go drum synth kick, a solid starting point is something like decay around 180 to 260 milliseconds, punch around 30 to 50%, and just a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Keep it classic. Think thud, not earthquake. Drop that into a drum rack pad, because in a minute we're going to duplicate it for separate ghost control. Next, program your anchor pattern. This is your does the loop still work if I mute everything else foundation. Start with the snare on 2 and 4. In Ableton's bar beat 16th world, that's 1.2 and 1.4 in bar 1. Do the same in bar 2. Now add the main kick. Put a main kick right on the downbeat, 1.1.1. And add a second main kick at 1.3.1 if you want that two-step-ish stability. This is optional, but it's a very usable anchor for old-school leaning rollers. Loop that for a second and make sure it feels stable. No ghosts yet, just the skeleton. Now we add ghost kicks, and I want you to think about three placement zones. Not fill every gap, but three pockets where ghosts tend to make musical sense. Pocket A is the pre-snare push. This is one of the most classic moves, a ghost kick right before the snare to lead into it. Try putting a ghost kick at 1.1.4. That's the last 16th before beat 2, right before the snare. And also try 1.3.4, the last 16th before beat 4. Velocity-wise, if your main kicks are around 90 to 110, start these pre-snare ghosts around 35 to 45. Listen for the feeling. It should sound like da-da crack, like the snare is being pulled forward by gravity. Pocket B is the post-kick pickup. This is the rolling feel pocket, where you put a ghost shortly after a main kick. If your main kick is at 1.1.1, try a ghost at 1.1.3. You can also test 1.1.2, but 1.1.3 often gives that nice break-like momentum without getting too busy. If you've got the second main kick at 1.3.1, try a ghost at 1.3.3. These should usually be quieter than the pre-snare ones. Start around 20 to 40 velocity, and often closer to 20 or 30. This pocket is about implied rhythm, not announcing itself. Pocket C is the offbeat shuffle zone. This is where it starts to talk like jungle. Add a ghost on a slightly skanky 16th that hints at syncopation. Try 1.2.3 or 1.4.3. Which one works depends on your pattern, but both are classic little conversational hits. Keep these very subtle. Velocity around 15 to 30. If you overdue this pocket, your groove starts tripping over itself. Now, quick coach note before we go further, treat ghost kicks like phrasing, not filling space. If your loop doesn't work when you mute the ghost layer, you've made them too important. A ghost kick is supposed to enhance the sentence, not become the sentence. Alright, now we make the ghosts actually feel like ghosts. This is where most people go wrong. The number one problem is that ghost kicks dump too much sub, or their tails overlap, and suddenly the groove feels mushy. Best workflow in Ableton. Duplicate your kick pad. In drum rack, duplicate the main kick pad. Rename one kick main and the other kick ghost. Now you can program ghosts on their own lane, and shape them separately. This is huge. On kick ghost, turn it down. Start somewhere between -6 and -12 dB, depending on your samples. Then shorten the tail in Simpler's amp envelope. Aim for decay around 120 to 200 milliseconds, and keep the release short. You want tap more than boom. Then add EQ8 on the ghost pad. High pass gently around 35 to 50 HE. The goal is, ghosts should not compete with your sub or your main kick weight. If it still clouds the kick, try a small dip around 90 to 120 HE. Not always necessary, but it's a useful cleanup area. And here's a really practical check. Toggle mono on your kick group with a utility device. If the low end suddenly punches harder in mono, it means your tails are overlapping or you're getting weird phase interactions. Tighten decay, reduce overlap, or turn ghosts down. Now let's add swing the correct way. Old school feel often comes from shuffle, but DNB also needs to stay tight and aggressive. Open the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing, around 54 to 57. Apply it to your drum clip, but keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity modulation can be tiny, like 0 to 10%, and random should be minimal, 0 to 5%. Then listen carefully. Swing changes ghost placement massively. Too much groove and your downbeat kick feels late, and your whole track feels weaker. If you want an extra level up, do micro-tining sparingly. After the groove is applied, pick one or two ghost kicks and nudge them a few milliseconds early to create urgency into the snare, or slightly late if the loop feels too straight. In live, you can temporarily turn off fixed grid or set the grid to 1/64 so you're not dragging notes into chaos. Tiny moves only. We're talking feel, not mistake. Now let's control punch with a simple, proven chain. On your drum rack, or at least on the kick group, add. First, EQ8. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350 HC helps. If you need a touch more weight, a tiny boost around 60 to 90 HC can work, but don't overdo it. Old school kicks get messy fast when you hype the low end. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom very subtle or off. Transient up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20, so the main hits pop above the ghosts. Then saturator with soft clip on. Drive just 1 to 4 dB. And level match your output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. Your goal is simple. Main kicks feel authoritative. Ghosts feel like motion. Now, before we call it done, do a context check. This matters. Program a basic closed hat on straight 1/8 notes, just so you can feel time moving. And drop in a temporary bass placeholder. A simple sustain sign note on the root is enough. Because ghosts that feel amazing solo can fight the bass the second you add it. This quick context check saves you from reprogramming later. Also, if you're planning heavy bass, sidechain your bass from the main kick only. Do not let ghost kicks trigger deep sidechain ducking, or you'll get that weird pumping chaos where your bass disappears on quiet notes. A clean method is routing. Use the main kick as the sidechain input, or even create a muted SC kick track that only contains main kick triggers. Now let's talk arrangement, because old school energy is about density control. A classic move is to bring ghosts in and out across sections. In the intro, use fewer ghosts or none, and let hats or a break tease the groove. On the first drop, introduce your main ghost pattern. On the second 16, add just one extra ghost placement for intensity. In the breakdown, strip ghosts away to reset energy. Final drop, bring them back, maybe tighten them, maybe slightly lift the hat energy. In Ableton, make two versions of your two-bar clip. Clip A, lighter ghosts. Clip B, heavier ghosts, maybe one extra pickup note. That's a DJ-friendly way to evolve the groove without rewriting the whole drum part. Now, common mistakes to avoid, quick and real. If you clearly hear another kick, it's too loud. Ghosts should often be 10 to 20 dB quieter than mains, or at least half the velocity. If the ghosts have too much sub, shorten the tail or high pass higher. If you fill every 16th, the groove stops rolling and starts stomping. Leave air. If you apply swing globally and don't listen, you can weaken the downbeat or create flams with the snare. Keep it gentle and double check. Let's do a quick 10-minute practice build, so you can lock this in. Make a 2-bar clip at 172 BPM. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4 in each bar. Main kick on 1.1.1 and 1.3.1. On the ghost pad, add ghosts at 1.1.4 and 1.3.4. Optionally add 1.1.3. Set pre-snare ghosts to velocity 35 to 45, and pickups 20 to 30. Apply MPC 16 swing with timing at about 15%. Then do an A/B test. Duplicate the clip. Mute the ghost pad in one version. Keep it on in the other. You're listening for one thing. Does it roll more without getting boomy? If you want one extra advanced flavor after that, Try call and response across two bars. Keep bar one a bit sparser. Then add one extra ghost in bar two. Just one. Make sure the last pre-snare ghost before the loop reset stays consistent, so the loop doesn't feel like it trips at the seam. Alright, recap. Ghost kicks are quiet, short, controlled hits that create roll and push, especially right before snares and syncopated pickups. The cleanest Ableton workflow is duplicating the kick pad into kick main and kick ghost so you can shorten and high-pass the ghost layer independently. Use groove pool gently. A little swing goes a long way at 172. And use arrangement to control energy. Ghosts should appear and disappear like an instrument, not stay pinned at one intensity forever. If you want, share your current two-bar kick and snare positions, or a screenshot of your MIDI clip, and tell me if you're aiming more clean two-step roller or more break-led jungle. I'll suggest specific ghost placements that match that vibe.